So it's about training and developing ourselves. Like, what is the next step? Because once you identify what the next step is, then you'll be able to always answer the question of what to do next.
Welcome to the Consistent and Predictable Income Community Podcast. The CPI methodology is the only system that teaches the proprietary process of CPI, which is the key to having consistent and predictable income for salespeople without letting time, money, and relationships fall through the cracks.
Hey there, my name is Dan Roshan, and what you're about to listen to is an excerpt from the weekly mastermind call where I lead real estate agents to learn how to make sales every single month of their career. So if you're frustrated right now, if you're tired of not having consistent sales in your business, I invite for you to visit www.thecpicommunity.com. And on that website, you can register to join us for free for 30 days in the mastermind, where you'll learn the secrets to success that the top producers take to make sales every single month, the same way that you can make sales every single month. So visit thecpicommunity.com and enjoy the show.
How you can make your clients say yes. Dan Roshan of Consistent Predictable Income Coaching discusses a step-by-step guide on how to communicate in a persuasive manner that would lead to a buyer's yes. Learn how you can make your clients say yes in this episode of Consistent and Predictable Income for Real Estate Agents.
I want to go over some languaging patterns that will then help us to be able to communicate in a manner that's persuasive. So the first one that I'm going to demonstrate would be what I call a 1-2 punch. So first of all, we always want to sit there and say, where is it that we want to go? What is the result that we want to go to? Wherever you are, think about, like, what's the next logical result that I want? So let's say you have an email address from somebody, from a Zillow lead or a Facebook lead, and you have only the email address. All right, so that's where you are. What is the result that you want? What's the next logical result that you want?
Telephone number.
Perfect. Now you have a phone number. What's the next logical result that you want?
You want to set an appointment. You want to talk to them.
Okay. Talk to them is the next one, right? That's going to be before the appointment. So we go from getting the phone number to setting an appointment. Then you're skipping a step because you have to have the conversation before you set the appointment. Okay. And I know that it's a nuance of a difference, right? But it is significant. All right. So it's about training and developing ourselves. Like, what is the next step? Because once you identify what the next step is, then you'll be able to always answer the question of what to do next. See, sometimes when we get cloudy, the reason why we get cloudy about what to do next is because we are looking at the wrong step. Okay, so we're looking at a step that's further up the chain here. All right, so let's go back. So we get the email address. What do we want? We want the phone number. We get the phone number. What do we want? We want the conversation. We have the conversation. We want the appointment. So what's a step before the appointment that we could, when we enter into the conversation, that could go in front of the appointment? We want to be in rapport with them. So now that we're in rapport with them, what can we do now that we're in rapport with them? Ask a depth question so that we can understand their motivation and their means. Okay. We understand their motivation and their means. Now it gets into whatever process that you're implementing. My process, which I would encourage for you to consider to use, whether if you use these next steps or not, that's up to you. What I'm going to ask for you to do is to define what your next steps will be at this point. Here's some options of what that could look like. My next step is I get off the phone with them, understood where what their motivation is and what their means is, and now I'm going to set up a video consultation. Now my next step is I'm going to record a video on my phone. That's going to go something like, hey, Isha, it's Dan Roshan. I was really excited to talk to you today. I look forward to talking to you, Mark, with you and your significant other, and talking to you about the homes that we discussed today. I got off the phone with them. I've got the video consultation as the next step. I record the video. So it's not about like setting the appointment, right? It's about following a process. That's my first trial close. What did I just receive?
Acceptance.
Yes, I just received my first yes. Absolutely, acceptance would be the same. Okay, So you see that I just got my first yes from her and she gave me the yes. So it's about following the process so you can increase your odds. That's all that we're doing here. Okay. So those are the steps to be able to get to the result. And now in this process on the video consultation, what I'm doing there is now I'm showing them homes. I'm showing them 3 to 5 homes, maybe even up to 7 homes. And this is based off of our first conversation. So that now it's about taking it from 7 to 5. We just did that. What's the next step? The next step would be to go through a series of consultations to set their expectations of the future, to prevent problems of the future. So where we are right now is we're on our second conversation, but they've seen us they've interacted with us 3 times. One's been a video. Okay. Again, that's to help connect, to make that rapport. And where we are right now in this case is we just sent them a video. So now we're having conversations with them designed to be able to prevent a problem in the future. Once upon a time, I owned a really large brokerage and agents would come to me all day long and say, "Hey, Dan, this is what's happening. How do I fix this? How does this happen? This happened, this happened. How do you fix this? How do you fix this? How do you fix this?" And what I observed was the problems were all the same. And so then I was like, wait, if the problem is that they went through a home inspection and the buyers freaked out over a smoke detector and the deal's falling apart, there is evidence right there of what I'm sharing with you that challenges are all the same, right? There's a different version of that, right? And this is going back, Isha, to scripts, right? So this is scripts all tie in here, but I think it's more important than me just giving you a script for me to sort of explain the process so you understand how the scripts help you.
Thanks for popping into the CPI podcast today. If you want a jumpstart, I would love for you to join us and attend a live mastermind, the Consistent and Predictable Income Coaching Corner, led by me every single week. To learn more, I invite you to visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com. That's cpicoachingcorner.com. The training is 100% remote and 100% real connection. The CPI systems will help you to double your sales. So today, visit www.cpicoachingcorner.com and I'll see you online.